This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos plans to end the Obama administration's rules for investigating allegations of sexual violence on campus. She announced that Thursday on a college campus in Virginia. So how will changes to Title IX enforcement affect campuses like Illinois State University and Illinois Wesleyan University? GLT's Ryan Denham asked ISU's Title IX coordinator Tony Walesby for his reaction. They started by talking about the federal law's full scope, which is much broader than the gender equity in college sports that many people associate with Title IX.
Prior to 2011, when the government issued its first Dear Colleague letter, or the most recent Dear Colleague letter in a series of Dear Colleague letters about sexual misconduct, you likely would have heard about Title IX in the athletics context. So Title IX is a federal law. It's Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972. It prohibits discrimination in K-12 higher education institutions as well, discrimination based on sex or gender. And basically it covers, again, athletics, but also sex discrimination, sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, students who are pregnant. It covers all forms of gender or sex-based discrimination.
How big a deal is Title IX here at ISU?
Sure. Very significant. You know, the university has historically put a lot of effort towards supporting our students relative to Title IX issues, both students who are accused and students who are coming forward. If a student comes forward today, they're given a packet of resources. They're given information, a Title IX handbook that relates to student and employees. It outlines various resources that the campus has. In terms of investigations, if it's a matter involving a faculty, staff, or student, then typically the Office of Equal Opportunity and Access would handle that matter or investigate that matter. If it's an issue involving student-to-student sexual misconduct, currently, those are being handled by the Dean of Students Title IX office.
Can you kind of give a general example of a Title IX case that you've dealt with here at ISU, just to kind of put this in context for people who may still be maybe not understanding what Title IX actually means in practice when a case actually surfaces?
Sure, and I can give you a couple examples. So we might have examples for with respect to, let's say, a student comes forward. In my example, it'll be a female student, but doesn't have to be. A female student comes forward and says that she was interacting with a male student. Again, doesn't have to be a male student, it can be a female student. But they're interacting, two students are interacting, and there's an allegation of a sexual assault. Touching could be a variety of forms of sexual assault. Could also be sexual harassment, but in my example, sexual assault, student comes forward, then we'll launch an investigation into the matter. A student could also come forward and say, you know, I'm trying to get an accommodation because I'm a student who is pregnant and I'm having some difficulties in my pregnancy and I need to skip some exams, and so I need an accommodation to help me facilitate that. That could also happen. A male student may come forward and say that he's being subjected to sexual harassment, unwanted jokes of a sexual nature, unwanted comments, gender stereotyping, those types of things.
What have some of these Obama administration guidance letters meant for ISU? I think my understanding is that these Dear Colleague letters kind of spell out very specific expectations for universities?
That's right. So the first Dear Colleague letter that came out really in the Obama administration that started more of an emphasis on this. So of course, schools like Illinois State University since 1972 have been obligated to make sure that all of our faculty, staff, and students are free from discrimination and harassment, that if a person feels they've been subjected to discrimination, we have a very fair, thorough process that investigates those matters, and if there's an issue, that we take care of those matters. So that's been longstanding. In April 2011, the Dear Colleague letter came out from the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights that reminded universities that if you have a Title IX complaint, if a student comes forward and alleges, for example, sexual assault, then the university should take a look at it, not just the police. What the Department of Education was telling us is that they noticed that some schools were saying, a student's come forward, they've alleged sexual assault, the police are handling it, therefore we don't have a role. And the government put forth the Dear Colleague letter in part to remind schools that you still have a Title IX obligation to review those matters, to investigate those matters. And then from that Dear Colleague letter and the subsequent ones, they outlined more, you know, an expectation of 60 days to do the investigation, what the investigations might look like, a series of guidance that have been coming from the Department of Education.
Illinois Wesleyan University sent GLT a statement with its reaction to the Title IX announcement. Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students Carla Carney Hall says Wesleyan remains committed to creating and sustaining a campus free of sexual violence. She says Wesleyan will always provide support for victims of sexual assault, harassment, and domestic violence. And she says staff remain deeply committed to fair campus judicial processes for all students involved. Education Secretary DeVos says public input will be sought in developing a new policy for investigating Title IX complaints.